that, and also it's written earlier in Siman Tzadikei, that when a person says Kedusha, that a person should go ahead and come in Raglav Zebazeh, keep your feet together. You're aware of that practice. You spoke about some other elements of Kedusha. Even when a person says Kedusha, which Rabbi explains, because we say the following language, Kishem Shemakishem Oso Bishmei Moro, the way the Malachim, we want to stand like Malachim. We are akin to angels. And just as the angels actually are, shall we say, in that kind of a position, so too we also are in a similar kind of position. Until when does one do so? Till the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh. And Dov Yisrael were makbid to do so.
Pause it for a second.
If you don't get to know him, you are in a lot of mucho trouble. Shalom Aleichem. You came earlier than expected. May Hashem bless you. So now the minhag is to stand with one's, shall we say, raglayim mechuvanos, okay? And that's what Gedolei Yisrael did. Rabbi Yashir, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rabbi Shafayitz, that's how they had their feet together in the course of Kedusha. And that's what one should do. And the question is, till when? The Pasha is till the end of the bracha, Hakel HaKadosh. And we also spoke about, if you recall the other day, the Karazel Zevi Omar, and we spoke about that in terms of Malachim, how they actually are somehow communicating with each other in some form and fashion. And Rav Olba writes in Adei Shur, my Rebbe, Yoshua Beilin, is teaching me that Sefer. So in Adei Shur, you'll see in the Chelet Beis, in the second Chelet of Adei Shur, that's what he talks about, Rav Olba, the great Mashkiach, the Tzadik, that the Malachim are all the Shalom of Achdus. They're all living together in unity and harmony. And therefore, we want to be Mekadesh. We want to go sanctify Hashem the way the Malachim do so. Therefore, we have to turn this way and that way to make sure we're all on the same page, as you would say. Correct? Chesky. That we're all together. We're all acting in unison, in harmony. And therefore, that's the basis. We also mentioned the other day the notion of raising your eyes up to heaven when you say Kedusha, and Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and in effect, that means that we are essentially turning to Hashem for our sustenance and for our panasa. Correct? That's what we do in the course of Kedusha. And therefore, we have a pasuk, you probably know the pasuk, the well-known pasuk. Ke'ine shivcha al-yad givirta, correct? Just like a shivcha looks to her mistress, so too, ke'ine ne'ma Hashem elokeinu ad she'chanenu. We look to Hashem, actually, for our solace, and for our support, and for our sustenance, and that's exactly what we do. Even though, the question is, must I say Kedusha with my eyes closed? Shabura quotes Machayim who say, no, your eyes can be open in the course of Kedusha. There are many people who close their eyes during Kedusha. Is that your practice? No. So you follow, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes Machayim who say otherwise. However, that the Ramah does not say it's a chiyuv. He says, yesh lisa ina b'moro. You should lift up your eyes and somehow many people close their eyes. Now, I want to say one more thing as well that I did not discuss. In the course of Kedusha, you have a sitter there. You don't need it. You know it all by heart. Anyway, the Leket Yosher is a Talmud, the Tumas Hadeshim, one of the Rishonim, he says that we say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokos, Melocha, Lord, Kibodo. And he claims that we have to say it the following way. Kadosh, wait a little bit. Kadosh, wait a little bit. Correct? And then, when we get to the end, correct? Then we say, Kadosh Hashem Tzvokos Malach Alaros Kevoda, that we say together. And that's the Kabbalah of Rav Chaim Volozhin, that the third Kedusha, correct, has to be Somach to Hashem Tzvokos, means his way you say, Kadosh, pause. Kadosh, pause. And then the third one is said together with Kadosh Hashem Tzvokos Malach Alaros Kevoda. We join the two together. We merge actually the two together. He brings a right from Rav Menachos. The Gemara says in Naftali Gal, the Gemara says there are three kitos, there are three groups of Malachi Asheris. One says Kadosh, one says Kadosh, and one says Kadosh Hashem Svokos. Malach Alaris Kivodom.
We pass him so.
Yes. That seems to be the practice. It's true that Mishnah Berurah does not mention it, but there's a Kabbalah from Chaim Balozhinah, the Talmud of the Gro. And that is the proper thing to do if one can possibly remember. I also mentioned the other day the Ramah that says that you're supposed to sort of shakel. We discussed the shakel, you shakel. If you remember,
yeah.
Hashar. Supposed to shakel and then Beshas Kedusha, lift up your feet. You pointed out at Tanchuma, and the Mishnah Berurah actually calls it the Shem of the Shlach Kadosh. that there's a Kabbalah, even when they say Baruch and the Yimloch, also you have to lift up your legs. But I told you, Shlomo Zalman and others did not do so in Yimloch. And the issue is whether Yimloch is considered to be what? An Iker part of the Kedusha or not. And those that don't do it obviously assume that Yimloch is not a part of the Kedusha. Others that do it obviously feel it is a part of the Kedusha. And therefore, the Yisif and the Shabura indicated to you, we passing Yimloch is not an Iker part of the Kedusha. How did I know that? In Simas HaMachbab, we mentioned the Mishnah Paskin not to answer Yimloch in the middle of Bechas Kriyashma, even though you would answer what? In the middle of Kriyashma, Kodosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokos, and Baruch, Kodosh, Hashem, Kombo. But not Yimloch. It's a right that Yimloch is not an equal part of the Kedusha, but these are two opinions that are found in the Doli Achronim. The Rama also says that a person actually who is, shall we say, already said the Seder Akdusha, and now comes to Shul and finds people saying Kedusha, you're supposed to answer with them. Correct? The only question is whether you're mechuyav to do so, let's say if you're outside the shul. When you go inside the shul, for sure, you have to put your feet together and answer kedusha together with the tzibur. That's what you should do. In general, you should be a part of the tzibur. And in general, I should also mention that this is also, sometimes the person, let's say, is at the kaisel of Arabi, or you're at a place where there are factory minyanim. They have a lot of that notes as well. Shtiblach. Cheski, shtiblach. You're probably familiar with those things. With Shtiblach, many, many minyanim. And I'm learning Torah. Must I go ahead and to each minyan answer Kedusha? If I have to be learning over there. Each time I have to go respond to the Kedusha, be part of the Tzibur, or am I able somehow to, shall we say, not answer that Sela Kedusha of all the minyanim who daven right next to me? And in the Beis Medrash, and a person, let's say, has a shir, it's a whole discussion. Whether one, what one is mechuyav to do, I think the practice is to do it. Not to, shall we say, separate yourself from the tzibur. That seems to me, I think, the practice that many people have. I just want to mention also one more thing, that am I allowed to, someone asked me this question once, if I did not yet say Birchas HaTorah, you know, the halacha is that say Birchas HaTorah, Agamar Brachas David Aleph, you familiar with Agamar? Of course you are. And the text is there on the spot. And all the Rishonim, and the Shulchan, great man discussed this halacha. Let's say a person did not yet say Birchas HaTorah. Can I answer Kedusha? Can I say Yimloch? Can I do all these things that I found over here? Before Birchas HaTorah, based on the Ramah. The Ramah said the Siman Mevav. The Ramah said that I can say Tachnunim before Birchas HaTorah. What are Tachnunim? Tachnunim are Slichos. You know what Slichos you say in the morning? The Sfadim say Slichos very early in the morning. Do they not? For the Shelo, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Ashkenazim are not zochet. And they daven much later. But often they also say slichos relatively early. That's why I didn't say Birchas HaTorah beforehand. Can I say slichos? It has a psukim. So what does Ramo say? It's in Membo. Ramo points out that you can say psukim derech tachnunim. You say derech tachnunim is what? You don't say it, shall we say, in terms of what? As learning. You don't do it learning qua learning. Pasuk qua pasuk. It's saying it is derech tachnunim. And therefore that can be done before Birchas HaTorah. That's the question. It's not derech tefillah v'akosha. Anyway, this needs attention regarding this matter. You know what I'm referring to? I said, you don't know what I'm referring to. There's a din of Birchas HaTorah in the morning. You're not supposed to learn before you say Birchas HaTorah. That's why we say Birchas HaTorah before we start learning. Rashi actually had a minhag. It's quoted actually by the Sefer HaPardes. Talmidim of Rashi mentioned he woke up in the middle of the night, he said Birchas HaTorah, and then when he went to daven the shul in the morning, Shachris, he said it again. Why? Tzvei dinim of Birchas HaTorah. Why the need to say, generally we do it once every 24 hours, is that not true? I mean, we really should do it once in a lifetime. The Chiyuv HaTam Torah is an ongoing Chiyuv. It's a
Gemara.
Why was that?
Gemara Brachos.
What does it say?
It says that since you're one opinion holds that since you're constantly learning, it's always on your mind. You shouldn't have to repeat it constantly.
Shiny Torah, Tyson, you're asking. You did learn the Tyson after the album of base. Frank Tyson Akasha. Well, we're showing you Mr. Akasha. We're showing you Mr. Akasha. Why is it that a person has to say Birchas HaTorah? Why is it that it's only recited once a day when a person actually can go ahead and do it on an ongoing basis? Every time I go to learn, I should say Birchas HaTorah. I don't do that. Why is it different than the mitzvah of sukkah? Every time I enter the sukkah, I make a bracha. That's what you're referring to. So you answered what you said, the Taisa said correctly. Shiny Torah, Sheino, Masiyaf Daito. You never Masiyaf Das from Torah. The Torah of Philosophy goes to Gemara, the Pasuk in Yeshua, namely, Vagisa Vayom Valaila. You have to spend day and night devoted to the study of Torah. Rabbi Soloveitchik was, when he finished the first paragraph of Hulin, there was a seal was made. So he said over, I was present. So he said over the following, this Taisus. He pointed out that there are two types of Hesach Hadas. You're familiar with Hesach Hadas? There's a notion that if you're Masiyaf Das, so that usually interrupts a continuity, a flow. So now, Rishonim assumed that Bechas HaTorah, he said once every 24 hours. When I go to sleep, that's a Hesach, it's a Hesach Hadas. So I have to do it again the next morning. But the question is why, as you're indicating, if it's an ongoing obligation, Taisus says, and the answer is, it is not an ongoing obligation, but there are three dinim and Hesach Hadas. There are two types of Hesach Hadas. The Rav compared it to a mother and a child. When a child goes to school, so the mother, obviously, not for a moment does she forget the child. Her mind is always on the child. When my oldest son went to school, where did he go first? Kindergarten? Tromgan? I have to ask Rabbi Schneider, he will know. You go to Tromgan, Gan, I don't know exactly what came first. My wife and I both had to accompany the little Tatala to school. He's no longer a little Tatala. He's a big Tatala. But anyway, we had to accompany him to school. Why? Because who knows what the Ganen is going to do to him. We have to be on guard. We have to be vigilant. Extraordinarily careful. That not one, shall we say, hair on his body should be singed by the Ganenet. Anyway, so we went there. And this is a true story, Rabbi Schneider. And I thought we'd go there. And we would then exude, leave the scene, peremptorily. I'm sorry, Noach Badlinik is not here to translate. But anyway, we leave the scene in mediamenta, correct? Forthwith. But that's not what happened. My wife was concerned about it. And so we stayed. And then the Ganeta saw what we were, shall we say, observing her. So she put a piece of paper over the little window pane of the door so she should not look in to see what was happening. So I said, that seemed to me to be a simon that we should be leaving. My wife didn't think so. We remained there for several hours. So that's the child of the Taisus. Namely, said the Rav, a father is ready to leave his child, and hopefully a little child, 2 years old, goes to Ghana, throw him Ghana, whatever it is, and you'll leave him there from 8 o'clock in the morning, and hopefully he'll come back at 9 o'clock at night, and you'll be quite happy. The mother, she will abandon the child, not for a moment, not for a second, and even when the child is not under her thumb, directly, but still has she forgotten the child, has she abandoned him? Chas v'sholom. Tvei dinim and hesach hadas, what the Rav called acute awareness and latent awareness. Even though there's no acute awareness when the child's not under my thumb, there's always a latent awareness. That's what Taisa says. Shani Torah Shema Masiyach Daito, that's what you were explaining. Rabbi Schneider, do you know that he's a Talmud of one of the, of a Rebbe, who's a grandson of Rabbi Cheskel, Hagoyin of Cheskel Abramsky, is that so? I am Pashin. Zeicha to be in his presence. He showed me a picture. The grandson looks like the grandfather. Wow. So do you hear this? You saw acute awareness, a latent awareness. So even when you're not learning Torah because you have a heter, namely, you're working for a living. What else are you doing? You're eating. What else are you doing? You're playing basketball. Wow. You're in a tournament, which kind of is Zeicha Talmud Torah. So anyway, so you're in a tournament that's Zeicha Talmud Torah, and as a result, you have to relax. That gives you the opportunity to, shall we say, you're resuscitated with new kochos, and you're able to learn in a more effective kind of way. So once you have all that, so then you come back with a vigor. You are reinvigorated, as you look reinvigorated. But the Tyson says, "Shining Torah, Shem Masiyach Daito." Even though there's no acute awareness, but even when you're playing basketball in that tournament, what are you thinking about? When am I going back to learning? There's always that latent awareness, and therefore that's why a bracha once a day is sufficient, because sleep is considered to be the ultimate Hesach Hadas. But regarding sukkah, every time I leave for a few hours and come back then for another meal, then that's already considered to be a complete and total interruption from the continuity and requires a new bracha. Yeah?
So if that's the case, that it's only when you're constantly thinking about it, when you're constantly thinking about what you're
even
doing.
When you're not thinking about it, you are thinking about it. Because a Jew, not for a moment, can be Masiach Das and Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you Masiach Das and Ribbono Shel Olam? 24/7. You are fixated. You are focused. Vani Kiras Elokim Lito, the David HaMelech said, you know, he, King David, in the Psalms, the sweet Psalmist of Israel. Vani Kiras Elokim Lito, closeness of the Almighty, that's to me the greatest and the ultimate of what I'm trying to seek in my life.
Right, and that's why by Sukkah already, every time you go back on Sukkah.
Sukkah is different because there, each meal obviously is already a separate, independent kind of affair.
So why
is it that? That's the Tesis rights. I'll be sure to that also.
Why is it that when you make a bracha, isn't there a halacha that when you make a bracha in a cup, let's say I make coffee in the coffee room, I make a bracha there, I go out to a different room, I have to make another bracha.
First of all, Shinim Makom is a very complicated area of halacha.
Yeah, you started learning it last year.
It needs about approximately 1 year. I'm not exaggerating. You sort of said halacha just now, very nonchalantly, which is not poshut.
Very complicated. If you're in an area, you're in a club.
But it also depends on what you eat, what you cover on the side. There are a lot of factors here. Maybe you and I could somehow sit down and learn the halacha of Shinim Makom. It'll take about 100 hours. I'm not exaggerating. Very complicated area of halacha. More complicated than Ribbis, and more complicated than all of Yerodea. Yerodea is much easier. Tarovas and Basachal are much easier than this area of Vilnius Brachas. But anyway, I'm not answering your question because I don't think you'll be answering Avegalachas. People here like to answer everything Avegalachas. That they think the Torah is, I guess, like the Ger, the Gemara Shabbos. Everything's Avegalachas. I don't operate that way. What can I do? Yes?
What if one took a nap?
He took a nap. The Mishnah Berurah talks about it. You know the Mishnah Berurah. It's a whole very, very famous Mishnah Berurah during the day. People sometimes nap. The reason why you nap is because you want to be able to, again, reinvigorate yourself. You're like the Rambam, the Chazdeus. The Rambam says the only reason why one naps is in order to be able to come back and, as I said, learn with an increased vigor. So here, the Mishnah Berurah actually discusses this. He quotes the following. First, we'll read the Mechaber. It should be in Mechaber first before we get to the Mishnah Berurah. Here it is. Yud Aleph. Synonym Zion. Shinas Keva Vayim Amitasa Avihepsek. One opinion says that Shinas Keva is called a Hepsek. Yeshom Vlah Avihepsek. Lechay Nodum. That's the minute. Shinas Keva. You spoke about a nap. I don't know how you define a nap. Maybe you'll tell me what the definition. There are 3 days here in Shemalach exactly what's called the Shinas Keva. The B'Alach talks about it by Richus. There are 3 opinions. But when we assume, let's say, a half hour is really considered to be a Shinas Keva for you, that's probably you're like the Vilna Gaon. It says, Yashamti Oz Yanuach Li. Pasuk in Iyo. I sleep. Oz, which is 8 hours, that's good for 40. You're probably of that ilk. You probably keep your feet also in the pail of ice cold water so you shouldn't fall asleep. And this way you should continue to learn Torah. But you see there are 2 days in the Shemadar, where the Shinas Keva is considered to be a Hefsek or not. It's a famous Jewish Harosh that discusses this issue. So there are 2 days, whether the Shinas Keva is a Hefsek. But the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Paskins, believe near Shamavarech, Tabo Allah Bracha. Mishnah Berurah said that if you do make a Bracha, then you will be the recipient of a Bracha. The Chaynag Mori, he quotes actually from the Lechem Chamudos, that his rabbi was knowing the Baruch, and his come up in Chadosh, v'chein tatsu v'agro, v'chein hetik ha-chayav v'halocha, and even though the meaning is not to, but certainly ha Baruch lo hifsid. So, is that your practice? What do you do? Maybe you'll tell me, my Sarab, I'll know what to do.
I don't say it.
Okay, so you follow the Mechaber. You're a good man. You follow Yisrael Karo. He said the meaning is not to, but it's a big machlokes among the Dalai Achreinim, what to do in this situation of Shina Skeva Bayom.
What did Rabbi do? Rabbi is a nap problem.
I actually fell asleep a few moments ago after speaking to Yomo on the video there, and I was out for 10 minutes. He said it was 11, but I think it was only 10. But anyway, it certainly was not a Shinas Keva, the Chura, the Holidays. So I didn't see. Generally, I take these power naps, and that's what does it for me. Not always, but anyway, my meaning actually is to follow the Mechaber. Even though I have something about this, what to do, for years and years already, whether I should make a bracha or not, because Minig Agro is, as he pointed out, that many assume that you would go ahead and make a bracha, but I don't. My Rabbeim did not make a bracha, so I don't do a bracha. Okay, this was the issue of, today we spoke about Kedusha, different aspects of Kedusha. There was one other thing I wanted to mention also. I discussed with them, they have some very fascinating minhagim. Because all kinds of interesting things that we spoke about the we're speaking about the Siddur. We talk about the Siddur. They teach me about basics in the Siddur, which is very chashuv and important. Well, let's ask Schneider what his practice is. It's probably the practice of Rav Gadol Yisrael. Namely, do you say the Kaddish Hashimcha Ba'olam Kishem Shemagdishem Osav Shemimara or Naritzla Saman Yenik is not to say for Kimat my whole life. The reason is because the Shasim was inviting the Tzibur to participate with him as a Shemish Tabura, as they didn't go. But the Achashur justifies it. He tries to defend the practice, and that's what most people do. But the Pashas is that we're inviting, as I mentioned, the Tzibur to participate with us. So they asked me what to do. I said, do what the Rav Olam does. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is very clear that the minhag HaGoah is the correct minhag not to do it. And that's how our salvation was like, as much as the Mishnah Berurah like that. The Hashem defends the practice. I discussed that. I discussed why, how we should say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. First say Kadosh, pause, Kadosh, pause. And then the third one goes together based on the Gemara Melacha, Sadegal, Kadosh Hashem, Sadegal, the Lord Kadosh, Kadosh, it goes together. The way the Malachim have three ketos. I also spoke about, whether we say Lumasan Barkameh or don't say it, again, another machlag is also Yimlach. Do you stand up at Yimlach? Machlag is a Shalak Kodesh and others. Is Yimlach part of the Gdusha now? We speak about a lot of basic things here that are very good. No? He arrived on the scene recently. He's my Rebbe Bumbach now. Wow. He's Mashiach. Okay, I guess we will stop and bleed nether and continue. When? Next week, if it's Hashem. Yeah.
Of course, one should have his feet together all the Sarah Shats, but if you only
do that. I do that. You know why I do that? Because my Rebbe did it. I saw a mention of Guillaume. It's 15 of us, not just.